I mean, we're looking at maybe the potential to have a call-in option. That would be something I would like to do if I could figure out the logistics on it. Might need to get a producer in the room with me because you just have me finagling the little sliders here to make this happen today. But if we can get a producer, who knows? Maybe we can do some call-in, you know, like get you guys in the mix. What do you think about what's going on? You're also free to have a chat with me afterwards, not on the air, if you'd like to. If you heard something objectionable, if you'd like to suggest something that we speak about in the future, by all means. This is why we call it Freeform Radio. You could call us over here at 412-268-9728. Again, 412-268-9728. Or if you like letters, you can call 412-CMU-WRCT. Again, 412-CMU-WRCT. If you happen to be hearing this when it's airing on Thursday, I have very bad news. I am not currently in the station. I am somewhere, probably asleep, because it's going to be airing sometime around 8:30 on Thursday. And if I don't have anything to do before 9 o'clock, it's likely I will not be awake before then. So you will be calling an empty station. I'm very sorry to report that, but feel free to call now after the show. You know, always appreciate a good talk. It doesn't have to be on the air. Anyways, all this to say, we're looking at like, I don't know, three-ish minutes left on the clock. What are some other things we may address this season? I think that it would be worth talking about again, potentially just general topics, not necessarily stuff that's of crazy relevance. I know that we're definitely going to have a return talk on the market environmentalism topic. The person I spoke to about that has some revisions to make to their statements. So we will revisit that topic. I believe we're definitely going to find ourselves talking about some of the third party candidates, seeing what's going on there. Especially with, actually, funny little story for those of you not in the loop. Jill Stein, the Green Party candidate, was filing to put her name on the ballot in Nevada. Now, what happened was the Nevada Secretary of State either intentionally or unintentionally gave them the paperwork to file for a petition to put a referendum on the ballot. So they did all the paperwork. They got the signatures, submitted it. It turns out what they submitted was the paperwork to put to question Jill Stein, and you either voted yes or no. The implications of such a referendum would be interesting. I wonder what happens when 80% of Nevada votes no on Jill Stein. It seems like there's a rather insidious sort of outcome to that. But anyways, all of this to say, welcome back to The Angry Young Man. We're going to continue going at it every Tuesday at 9:30. We're going to talk, and we're going to talk about the things that aren't necessarily getting the coverage and maybe some of the stuff that's getting the coverage. We're going to have fun while we're at it. We're going to, you know, hopefully keep it cool, keep it going, you know. This is the fun stuff. I have a lot of fun stuff on the pipeline for you. Some fun surprise stuff we might get further down the line. Who knows? But it was a pleasure to be back with you all today. I'll see you all sometime next week. Hope you all have a wonderful, spectacular rest of your Tuesday or Thursday, depending on when you're listening. And we'll speak further soon. You all take care. And have a blessed rest of your day.
Good evening, Pittsburgh. You're tuned in to From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
See you.
That was God's Country featuring Wicca Faye's Springs Eternal from the album Inbred by Ethel Kane, who's now a Pittsburgh resident. Up next is a song from Surrender by Maggie Rogers, which is at number 9 on the WRCT album charts. Number 9 most played album this week here on 88.3. Song is called That's Where I Am. Gave it a few years. You said all your debts, but I never got over the secrets I kept. But it all works out in the end. Wherever you go, that's where I am. Boulders turn into sand. Wherever you go, that's where I am.
some things I'd like to say, but sometimes it's not so easy. And I want your loving arms every tab away. But I love situations. You can feel it when your heart starts to look around for new fascinations. Whoa, I got some things I'd love to do, places that I long to see. And I don't know if it's wrong, but I'm in love with you.
That was New Fascination from Drug Dealer's latest album, Hiding in Plain Sight. Before that, we heard Hysteric from White Lung's album from sometime in this past year called Premonition. Up next, something you've never heard before. This is called Business Opportunities from a really interesting album this summer by Headache and Vegan called The Head Hurts, But the Heart Knows the Truth. It's entirely spoken word over some of the most compelling instrumentals I've heard all year.
I ate the apple and lost myself to paradise. But the thing they don't tell you is that it's your body that leaves your soul, not the other way round. You can literally feel your heart stop beating. And it's not even that strange. You know what's going to happen, but you aren't angry that you do know. And in fact, the fact that you do know gives you some secret feeling of bliss. And it's not in any way diminished when that thing that you know is going to happen does eventually happen. That's how I felt. I felt happy in a secret way. Naked, obviously. Angry that I could hear voices. But really, I was at peace with everything. Just me and my slowly slowing heart and a crowd of faces asking me for my name and what the date was. And whether or not we were in a time of national crisis. I don't know. Kindness is so strange. A shame doesn't really capture the feeling, you know? How it felt to be in front of them like that, blinking like a cat who just found out the mouse he's been trying to kill for the last 10 years just ate his last piece of cheese. The only strange thing was that I could see anything at all, let alone their faces. I definitely wasn't supposed to be seeing anything. Dimitri had promised me I wouldn't. I felt very, very cold. It gets cold up there in the winter. Even colder if you've got nothing on. I remember saying that I hadn't taken much, which was a lie, of course. They were all looking at me like I was the perfect example of everything that was wrong with men in general, and my generation in particular. Why was the first thing I said when I came back an incredibly obvious lie? I guess that says a lot about me, doesn't it? God, it was miserable. I remember them asking me if I had anywhere to stay, and me pausing for way too long, while knowing that the answer was obviously no, and then saying no, and how terribly quiet they all got standing there, staring at me on that very cold winter morning. This one goes out to the concept of luck. That pure blind luck that makes the women's netball team walk back a different route around the meadows. A route that takes them past whatever I was at that point. That kind of luck. Monica brought that fact up to me later, while I was lying in her bed, trying to figure out if there was a way to intercept the suicide notes I had mailed to 10 different international news media conglomerates. She said, a little too triumphantly, I think, that if she hadn't ordered that 8th round of shots, then they would have left early and I wouldn't have been there. And that if she hadn't decided, in her, as I was soon to discover, classically whimsical way, to lead the gang after that 8th round of shots back around a different way just because she felt like it, then she wouldn't have found me at all. She found that that was all very relevant. So do I guess. When we slept together that night for the first time, I saw stars. It was beautiful. So yeah, this one goes out to luck. And drunk, mad women.
That you love tuning into this show from the basement here on WRCT. And WRCT has lots of other fantastic shows in addition to From the Basement, such as iCid Radio, Pop, the Weird and the Beautiful, Parallel Reality Pop Radio, playing the most esoteric to the furthest mainstream throughout the ages and into the future. That's iCid Radio, Fridays, 2 to 3 p.m. on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Just wish that
That was Love Is from Megabog's album, End of Everything. Up next, a song from the album 423 by legendary hip-hop producer Mike Dean, well known for his synthesizers. This one featuring famed Canadian vocalist The Weeknd. Hey, Pittsburgh. It's Addy. You're listening to From the Basement on WRCT. We know you love tuning in to From the Basement on Friday nights, but WRCT has lots of other great shows on its schedule, such as Saturday Night Fever, where you can join DJ Lee for an hour of funk, soul, disco, and jazzy electronic music. That's Saturday night, 10 to 11, and DJ Lee is bringing the soul back to Pittsburgh only on WRCT 88.3 FM. Sure do love house music here on WRCT. That was Songs About It from Cub Sports album from earlier this year called Jesus at the Gay Bar. Up next, another house track. It's Wait For It by Salute from a fantastic EP from earlier this year called Shield.
Just to feel good, but we mix up with the crowds of the underground.
these days, everyone's posting pictures online. I'm posting pictures online. Other WRCT DJs are posting pictures online. I bet even you are posting pictures online. But here's the deal, folks. Once you post a picture online, you can't take it back. It's up there for everyone to see, your family, friends, and even not-so-friendly people. And all it takes is a few clicks, and your image could be all over the internet, whether you want it to be or not. So, think before you post. For more information about posting and safety, you can visit cybertipline.com. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Department of Justice, the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, and the Ad Council. All right, back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station, WRCT 88.3. This is Chicago Strasse by Digitalism. What's up, Pittsburgh? I'm DJ Addy, and I'm supported by my legs. WRCT Pittsburgh is supported in part by Attic Records, which is located in Millvale. Attic Records is open 7 days a week, and they sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millvale. More information about selling records and new releases is available at atticrecordstoreinc.com or by calling 412-821-8484. If you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. All right, back to the music on Pittsburgh's best radio station. This is Ain't No Thing by Mark Broom. Ride a bicycle? Do you want safer streets, respect for motorists, and bicycle infrastructure improvements? Well, I ride a bicycle and I want safer streets, respect for motorists, and infrastructure improvements across the board. So I'd like to note that Bike Pittsburgh is a nonprofit organization working on improving the conditions on the streets and the amenities off the streets to make Pittsburgh a more bicycle-friendly city. You can find out about Bike Pittsburgh's programs on the web at bike-pgh.org, by phone at 412-325-4334, or by stopping by your local bike shop and picking up a brochure. Good evening, Pittsburgh. It is 9 o'clock, and if you're just tuning in to catch the start of Viva La Mock with the Mockster, you'll have to wait a few more minutes. Our DJ, the Mockster, is not going to make it right in time for the 9 o'clock start and has given me the okay to go a little bit over. So, welcome, sit tight, and I'll hand it over soon enough, in just a couple minutes. You're hearing Gotta Love by Brothers of the Underground. It's a song released earlier this year from their album Chaos in the CBD. This is From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh. And we're going to close out the show tonight with a quick one by Sienna Sleep. It's the Castles in the Sky Vivance Trance Mix. Thinking about going to see Sienna Sleep on November 4th in New York. If you live in New York and are tuning into WRCT remotely and are interested in seeing this show, give us a call at 412-268-WRCT. Radio is not a visual medium, because I'm doing all sorts of dancing here in this studio. Well, it's just after 9, that means it's time for this broadcast of From the Basement on WRCT Pittsburgh to end. And I'll shortly be handing it off to Viva La Mock, hosted by The Mockster. If you're tuning in for that, I always encourage you to consider tuning in an hour earlier to catch the entirety of From the Basement. We'll be here, same time, same place, next week and weeks onward. That's Friday night from 8 to 9 on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM or streaming online at WRCT.org. Good night, Pittsburgh, and thank you for tuning in. I'll see you next week.
What if the second deadliest cancer in men and women could be prevented? Would you try to avoid the pain? And what if you could protect yourself without leaving your home? Colorectal cancer is highly preventable. Screening is important, safe, and most people have options. Ask your doctor which screening test is right for you. Learn more from the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at getscreened.org.
You're listening to Top Secret International on WRCT Pittsburgh. Today we'll be doing a set of all the best songs of 2022 as we wrap up the year. This first song is Sabor a Mi by Idy Gourmet and Los Panchos.
Fascism thrives when it's contrasted with a version of capitalist liberal democracy, now often called neoliberalism. Fascism thrives when, as Hannah Arendt says, individuals are atomized and they don't have groups in which they can belong and identify. For fascism to succeed, it needs to destroy all competing senses of purpose. So all that's left is your ethnic identity, your national identity, your religious identity, whatever principle the fascist movement is going to take as the unifying force to give you value.
That's Jason Stanley, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamian. This edition of AR features Jason Stanley on how fascism works. What is fascism? Michael Parenti, author and historian, says, "Fascism historically has been used to secure the interests of large capitalist interests against the demands of popular democracy. Then and now, fascism has made irrational mass appeals in order to secure the rational ends of class domination," unquote. Fascism flourishes in times of economic insecurity and cultural backlash. Opportunistic politicians offer up a platter of racism, xenophobia, and hypernationalism. They stoke fear and resentment using simplistic slogans such as "drain the swamp" and "build the wall." In the United States today, there is a whiff of fascism in the air. Witness the march of white supremacists with torches held high in Charlottesville chanting "blood and soil," an old Nazi slogan, "and Jews will not replace us." The president called them very fine people. Our guest today is Jason Stanley. He's professor of philosophy at Yale, and he's the author of many books, including How Fascism Works. He spoke at Trent University in Peterborough, Ontario, Canada. This classic from the AR archives was recorded in 2017. And now, Jason Stanley.
We've just witnessed, in the country that gave rise to National Socialism, a party, Alternative für Deutschland, an ultra-nationalist far-right party, come into the parliament. And not just come into the parliament, but they're now the third largest party in Germany. They campaigned on restoring German national pride, on restricting immigration, on raising fears about Islam. And this should give us pause, because the social meaning of their victory is much more powerful than what has happened in a number of other countries. It's not their victory. I mean, they finished third, but they did much better than they were predicted to in the polls, almost double their predictions in the polls, which is characteristic of these movements. That, I think, is the latest epicycle in a rollback of liberal democracy that we've seen across the world. You can ask your parents about what 2004 and 2005 was like. They will tell you that there were hopes for democracy. Democracy was spreading with the color revolutions in Eastern Europe. 5-6 years later, the Arab Spring. It seemed that liberal democracy was some kind of unstoppable force. That is, in hindsight, was a little optimistic. What we have now is we have ultra-nationalist, far-right movements that have come to power in Russia, Hungary, Poland, India, Turkey, well, Iran. There are theocracies across the world that fit the structure that I'm going to argue fascism does. And now the United States. Historians always inveigh against generalizing about phenomena. And philosophers...